In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. In the readings that we hear, in the pre-sanctified liturgy during Holy Week, the first 3 days, are from Exodus and also from the book of Job. And we've heard the oft-repeated phrase, having the patience of Job. We've heard that for a long time, I'm sure. And when you read this book, I believe it's 41 chapters, the first two chapters are read these first 3 days. And then some of the others at the end of the book are read Thursday, or heard, rather, recited in church. And so the first two chapters we hear about how Satan inflicted upon Job all these terrible events and activities and things on his life and, you know, his family and his possessions. After we heard how much that he had been blessed with, that he was a righteous man of God, then we read about all the afflictions that were on Job, and they are many. And then for about 38 or 39 chapters, we read about the lamentations of Job. And it's really expressed in that Job is frustrated with what has happened to him. And when you read this, you cannot imagine, obviously, how much one person can endure that Job endured. And even when he sought counsel or consolation from friends, what did they tell him? It wasn't that we're here with you, we walk with you in this journey, we will pray with you, we will seek assistance for you. It was, why is God doing this to you? Why are these things happening to you? You are a victim, in a way, is what they're saying. Curse God for this. That's why this is happening to you. And yet, through all this, and even with friends who are telling him this and tempting him with these thoughts, Job remained faithful. And as we know, at the end of the story, he was blessed even beyond what he had from the beginning. And of course, the obvious teaching is faithfulness, even in the face of great adversity and tribulation and trials. And it's also a foreshadowing, which is why we're hearing it this week, of the suffering and the tribulation and the pain and ultimately the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, of course, he was faithful, he was patient, he was even compassionate during all this. So this is lifted up for us during this week. Number one, to remind us that our Lord suffered as, in some cases, those of us will, or those we love will, in terms of the beatings and all the horrible things that happened to him, but also that he experienced this, and through this, he defeated the power of, as we say, death, of Satan, of Satan's hold over this world. And so we're reminded by the example of Job and by looking forward to the experience of our Lord to remain faithful, even in the midst of trials, tribulations, sufferings, knowing that the healing may not come when or how we expect or want, but by remaining faithful, that ultimately, whether it's in this life or an eternal life, we will be and receive the blessing even more than we can imagine. And that's why we hear from this book during this week, and that's what gives us encouragement as we continue on in our journey each and every day this week towards Golgotha and then ultimately our Lord's resurrection. So may our Lord strengthen each and every one of us, whatever we may face in our life, that we will remain faithful to Him, that we will remain committed to Him, and that through that example, through that life, we may enter into the fullness, as we hear in the prayer, the fullness of His kingdom. Amen.